spent a lot of time yesterday talking about a case that doesn't exist in the Gemara. It was a case that the Rishonim made up, trying to be metayik from the Gemara, what the din should be, but it wasn't exactly clear. So basically the case was twofold, two parts. It was a ganav b'Shabbos, v'tovach l'achar Shabbos. What's going to be the halacha? So comes the Rashba and says, we can plug in the same principle that we learned yesterday, ein geneva, ein tvicha. That since the initial geneva was taking place on Shabbos, the geneva was done to Isser, it's done by the Kimri Dramine. So the guy gets a tour from the geneva. Once the din is in geneva, so the neila ain't tvicha mechira. So according to the Rash, we're going to plug in the regular rule of what we spoke about yesterday, God of Atacha Shabbos, it's all going to be the same thing. And the Ritva says, no, not so simple. The Ritva says it's true that the initial geneva was done at the time of tour, but when he does the subsequent tvicha, so the halacha declares that the second, that's considered to be a second shas geneva, and even though the first shas geneva couldn't be mechayev him, but the second shas geneva can be mechayev him, and it can be chayev al geneva tvicha mechir, which both took place after Shabbos. What was this machlekes is dependent upon? So the Ritva himself brought a raya from the Gemara's in Bava Kamma, the Gemara's in Metzia, about Tavia Shasi. The guy steals the barrel of wine, which was worth one zuz at the time of the initial stealing, then at the later point, at the time of the drinking, it's worth four zuz. So the Gemara says, Pemol, he's got to pay four. So what does that teach us? What can we extrapolate from that halacha? So the Ritva says, you can extrapolate from that halacha that there's a second Maisa Geneva, a second Maisa Gezela. So just as there's a second Maisa Gezela, and that's why the numbers get kicked up to four, so too there's a second Maisa Geneva, and that's why you chai, because that second Maisa Geneva, Bishas Tvicha, took place after Shabbos. That was the Ritva's whole Yisei. So we pointed out yesterday in Shir that Ritva was learning a very interesting idea about Gozo Chavisa Dechamra, which is not Mokhruch at all. Ritva was learning that the second chi of the shas chi of a four zuz is b'taras gazla. He said, in contrast to the ra and the tzais, he said, it's not b'chlal gazla. It's not at all called a gazla. There is no gazla in second. There is no second shas kineivu gazela. Because ain't a good of achargana, ain't a gozlach gazla. There's no such thing. Since by the time when you're doing the supposed second shas kineivu gazela, it's already ain't a b'shuso of the original owner. So it's not chal on Hashem kineivu, not chal on Hashem gazela. So why you have to pay four? So he says, Al Tzmazik. The God says, Al Tzmazik. Nothing to do with Geneva Gezeila. So that was pretty much where we left off yesterday in terms of the Ritva and the Rashba. The Ketzais is big, big breakthrough. The Yoni Chabitah is Mazik. The very end of the Shia, so we quote from the Nesivas. The Nesivas comes and disagrees with the Ketzais. The Nesivas says that point for point, the Ketzais is right, home to the last point. The Ketzais is right, says the Nesivas. There's a principle called Ein. There's a principle called Ein Ganav Achar Ganav. That's true. There is such a principle called Ein Ganav Achar Ganav. And the corollary is Ein Gazlan Achar Gazlan. And the corollary of this is that Afilu Hu Atzmo Haganav O Hagazlan Harishon. It doesn't matter whether Levi is taken from Shimon, took from Reuven, or Shimon is taken from Reuven and then again taken from Reuven. It doesn't make a difference. The taste is right. That the din of Ein Ganav Achar Ganav, Ein Gazlan Achar Ganav, Afilu Atzmo, Ganav Gaza, it's all the same thing. But comes the Nesivus and says, with this list, the Kud have to disagree with the Ketzis. Comes the Nesivus and says, this entire halach of Ein Ganav Achar Ganav, Ein Gazlan Achar Ganav, Ein Gazlan Achar Ganav, is all predicated on the fact that it was Eino Vishuso, and the Adayin, Eino Vishuso. But if the second Ganav, or the second Gazlan, affects a change to the extent that it's not only Eino Vishuso, but now it's Eino Shaloi, it was now destroyed. It's no longer here anymore. So now it became transformed from merely being Eino Vishuso of the original Balabas to being Eino Shaloi of the original Balabas. That's a whole different ballgame. That's a whole different story, says the Nesivas. And al zeh is chal a shame, Ganav Gazlan. Though that change, that transformation from Eino Bishuso to being even more than that, to being Eino Shaloi, that was never covered by the din of Eino Ganav Achar Ganav, Eino Gazlan Achar Gazlan. And it's that change that changes everything. And therefore, says the Nesivas, in the case of the person who drinks the wine, where it's now worth four zuzim, that drinking of wine is called the Gezeila Chadosha. It is called the new stealing. It is called the new Shasa Gezeila. Why? Because at that moment when you drink the wine, you've now transformed it from being in a b'shusa to being even more severe, and with being in a shalai. That was the aside from the Nesivis. So the Ktzais is fundamentally right up until that last Nakuda. It's that transformation of from in a b'shusa to in a shalai that constitutes a new shas gazela. That's the chiddush of the Nesivis. They're going from Eino b'shuso to Eino shalai. Das is a gazela. That's called the new mice gazela. And the Ktzai said, never heard of such a thing. It's called a mazif, but it's not called gazela. So we're left off with the bomb kash against the Nesivis. Did everybody yes against the Nesivis? Knew what was the kasha? Who remembers? If it's called the new shas gazela, then it's also called, because again, remember according to the Nesivis, Gaz and Gaz is all the same thing. It should also be called the new shas what? The transformation of something from being in a b'shuso to being in a shalom should also, if it's called new shas gazela, it could just as easily be labeled the what? The new shas geneva. If it's a ganav who's doing it, anyone with us? No. Just as it's called the new shas gazela, we should label it as the new shas geneva as well. And if it's a new shas geneva, what should the halacha be according to the Nesivis' logic? If I steal an animal from you, and then somebody else steals it from me, and that second person shechts it, what should the din be, according to Nesivis? There's a Nishas Geneva, what's the problem? The Ktzos is sitting there and laughing. Well, Nishas Geneva is Nishas Geneva. It's a mazik. Mazik is a chav dalmehei, it's a mazik. But according to Nesivis, who said, no, the transformation of something from Eina B'shusai to being even one step removed from Eina Shalai qualifies as a Nishas Geneva / Gezela. So then the din should be, without any question, Hagoyim and Agana v'shuv tovchay should be chayav dal v'hei, and that can't be. That's a stone wall. That's a mishnah. The first mishnah merubah. You know, it's not even lost somewhere at the end of merubah. You can think, you know, at the end of merubah, you know, we forgot what's going on. It's the first mishnah merubah, the opening mishnah merubah that says even in the yeshivas that spend 6 months in the first daf merubah, or the first whatever, skip two blahs, then they get set. Everyone learned the mishnah. The mishnah shape of feirish that you're not chayav dal v'hei. So what's the biur davar according to this? So comes the Imre Moshe, who remembers? Moshe Sokolovsky, Rashiv and Brisk. And he says, oh, a Brisk Torah. Mamish a Brisk Torah, says the Imre Moshe. There were two distinct halachas. They're two different halachas. And they're rooted in two different concepts in halacha. And once we define properly the two different dimensions, two different aspects of this halacha, we'll understand the Nesivis beautifully. Says the Imre Moshe, what was the original source for Ein Hagana V'Achragana? Where did it come from? Who made up this idea of Ein Hagana V'Achragana? Where did the Mishnah get from? Who remembers? Pasuk Chumash. What did the Pasuk say? Pasuk says, V'guna Mibeis Ish. The word Ish means both literally and figuratively in halacha, ma beiser b'shusai, avkol b'shusai. It's not called a maisa geneva unless it's b'beiser ish. The words b'beiser, the magic words, that halachic concept of b'beiser ish, which Rabbi Yechanan defines equivalently by the comment to mean b'beiser ish. That conjures up a certain image in halacha of shalai u'b'shusai. If those conditions are not meant, this is nishkein geneva. There's nothing to discuss. I don't want to hear about it. That's not called geneva. Vaguna beis ish is an absolute. When the Rebbe Shalom dictated those words to Moshe Rabbeinu, as a statement of a kama semachet, vaguna beis ish means it's not called the ma'isa geneva unless it was taken from a place that was shalom b'shusa. What if it was taken from a place that was shalom v'yena b'shusa? But I made it, ain't no shalom. We can argue with the pasuk. Did you not hear what I said? Did you not hear the Poskim Chumash? The Rebbe Shalom said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'guna Beis Ha'ish." Beis Ha'ish defines the very essence of what's called the Ma'aseh Geneva. But I did something. I helped it. I changed it. I transformed it. I made it worse. That's wonderful. We can all say together in unison. Rabbi say, "True, but irrelevant." You know why it's irrelevant? Because the Rebbe Shalom says, "V'guna Beis Ha'ish." And if it's not Beis Ha'ish, there's nothing to talk about. That's the first din of Ein Hagana V'Achragana. So din number one is that Ein Hagoinev Achar Hagana. Finished, end of discussion, Yibei Sa'ish. discussion, Rabbi Isai, has absolutely nothing to do with what? Absolutely nothing to do with what? What does it have nothing to do with? Vagunav. What does the word vagunav mean? Ganav. What does it have nothing to do with? Gazel. Mamish nothing to do with gazel. It's a different parashah lagamri. It doesn't say the word gazel anywhere in parashah mishpachah, but it appears in sefer parashas vayikra. Ganav and gazel are not the same thing. Ganav is breaking into the house, and gazel is knocking a guy down the middle of the street. They're two different parashas of the gamri. A ganav is kefil, is dalav hey, gazel is none of the above. Dil lagamri, two different parashas. One's the seventh parak of Bavakam, one's the ninth parak of Bavakam. They've done it. Chazal even stuck in a chayvah just in the middle to impress upon it, but they're not the same din. Zochtim Rimaish Vidas and Nesivas, this Gzeres HaKos Reveis Ish Bechlal doesn't speak to Gazlan. Guess what? There is no such din of Ein Gazlan or Achar Gazlan. There's no such din. Not quite. Comes in Rimaish and says, there's no din of Ein Agon Abach Raganav that spills over to Gzela. Vitam Gzeres HaKos, that's for sure not. I don't need the Gzeres HaKos. You know why? It's a Svar Pshuta. Ein HaGazlan Achar HaGazlan. It's obvious. Any Tom, Dick, and Harry can figure it out. You know what in a gazlan, achar a gazlan? Maya Haniloch. What did you do? What did you accomplish? Show me your accomplishment. If you steal something from somebody's house, or you grab something out of his hand in the middle of the street, it used to be his, it used to be Shalom, it used to be Shus, it was totally his, and now you're taking it. Yeah, you're a gazlan. You really did something. But it was already taken from Pliny, and you're taking it from the first gazlan. It used to be, let's call it, Rabbi Say, plug in those terms, it used to be Shalom Vienna B'Shusai, and what? It's Vaita Shalom Vienna B'Shusai. The fact that Eina Gazan Achar Gazlan, that's not the Gzeres HaKos of Ubugun Rebbeis Hish, that's the Varm Pshutim. Misvar Neseneskach. Oh, but that's Svar HaNeseneskach, that Eina Gazan Achar Gazlan, which is not rooted in the Gzeres HaKos of, it's rooted in the Pasha of Svar, that Mayahani Lachi didn't accomplish anything. So now we turn around, and what do we say to you? But what if you did accomplish something? What if you did transform this item? How did you transform it? What was your great accomplishment? It used to be Shaloi Vieta Bishuso, and now it's what? Now it's Eino Afilu Shaloi. We give you a Shkoyach. We say, that was very good. We give you a plus. You accomplished something. You're now what? You're Mr. Gazlan now. You're a Gazlan. Because you accomplished something. Can we call you a Ganov? Let's say you did it derech ganeva. You stuck into the guy's house. You stuck into the first ganav's house. You have all the trappings of a ganav. Can we call you a ganav? I accomplished something. No, I can't call you a ganav, Zochti Rameisha, because to be a ganav, you have to be subject to this gzeres hakos of a guru rebeis ish, and this knows no limits and no bounds. Within the world, gzeres hakos of a guru rebeis ish, Zochti Rameisha, it doesn't matter what you did or didn't. You don't get an e for effort to become a ganav. You have to be a guru rebeis ish. If it's not shalayvu b'shusai at the time of your ma'aseh ganeva, does nishkin ganeva. We can call you a Gazlan, but we can't call you a Ganav. My enough come in, who cares whether it's a Ganav, a Gazlan, it's all the same. It's all the same. It's not all the same. A Gazlan is Chayv Karen. A Ganav is potentially Chayv Kefil. And what's the most important part of being a Ganav, for our purposes? Dalav Vehei. The Gonev Achar HaGanav, catch this one. The Gonev Achar HaGanav, who destroys the item, is not a Ganav. Hagonev achar aganav, who destroys the item, is nothing less than a what? Than a gazlan. He is a gazlan. He's not a mazik. He's a gazlan. And therefore, Rabbi Yisai, in the case of the chavisa de chamra, when you go from one zuz to four zuz, when you drink that barrel, what are you? What are you chayav? Are you a mazik like the ktsais? Not by a long shot. What are you? You're a gazlan, but you're not a ganav. What are we marviach by saying you're not a ganav? What do we just solve, Rabbi Yisai? The Mishnah Bava Kama. Because the Mishnah Bava Kama says, Hagoyin Amin Aganav Vitovach is not Chayav Dal Vehei. So frek the oilam and the deceivers. Why are you not Chayav Dal Vehei? You did a second Maisa Geneva. The answer is no, you didn't do a second Maisa Geneva. You did a second Maisa Gezela, but not a second Maisa Geneva. Second Maisa Geneva doesn't exist with Uru Beis Ish. You were a Gazlan. If you're Gozel behavior Vitovach, how much do you pay, everybody say? Gozel's behavior Vitovach, how much does he pay? One time. What does it say in the Chumash? Ki yignov ish shor oseh. Yignov doesn't say ki yigzol. The Pashto Mishpat doesn't say ki yigzol ish. It says ki yignov ish. You need a maisa geneva, a chiyah b'tar is ganav, in order to kick in the din of the Alvei. So everything is amakom yav b'sholem. It's gevaldik. The Nesivus is moiridik. We just saved the nesivas because we have two dinim. It's from brisk, but it's tayres brisk. There's a din of enagod of achar ganav, and there's a second din of enagazlan achar hagazlan. The makor for the second din is not from a base of ish. It's misvara pshuta. The nafkamina between the two is going to be, what's the nafkamina between the two? When you change, when you accomplish, when you go from shalom v'eno b'shuso to being eno shalom, will that qualify as a ganav? The answer is no, because the gzeras hakoso. Will it qualify as a gazlan? The answer is absolutely yes, because the svara taka breaks down. You did accomplish something. It'll save me in Bava Kamba Mitzvah in terms of the four zuzim for the barrel, and it'll also enable me to read the Mishnah with a straight face in the beginning of Perek Merubah. Everything is mamash ha'makom yobisham. It's gevaldika. Doesn't imre Moshe. If you were learning in Brisk before the war, this is what you would have learned. You would have learned about imre Moshe. I told you about Yimri Moshe's machlokes, right? Simcha Zelig, about Rosh Taimin's bar mitzvah. I told you, right? He had a machlokes, two rabbonim in the brisk. Simcha Zelig was the dayan in brisk, and Moshe Sokolovsky was the shiva in brisk. And Rav Chaim was the rav in brisk. That was the one. So they had a machlokes. Rosh Taimin was a little boy, so he was growing up in brisk. It was before his bar mitzvah, so it was machlokes. Yimri Moshe and the dayan in brisk, should Rosh Taimin learn how to lay in the parasha or not? So the Dayan said he should learn how to lay in the parish, because if he knows how to lay in the parish, they don't know how to lay in when he grows up. And remember, he should sit and learn about God of Beis HaGadol. He should sit and learn Torah. He shouldn't sit and spend his time learning how to lay in. That was the machlokes. So Rav Steinman is quoted as saying that whoever was in charge of the bar mitzvah, they passed it like, I guess, Pesach HaLach, you have to follow the Dayan. So they followed the Dayan, they taught him how to lay in. But he said he never leaned afterwards. He just, that was the only time that he ever leaned. He didn't become a professional bakari, right? And there Steinman is quoted as saying, and that's why he thinks he didn't know Chumash as well as he could have, because he didn't lean. He knew Chumash pretty well, Steinman.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah, he said, yeah. I told the story of a few months ago, yeah. So he said, what? Yeah, well, it's little Chumash, yeah, yeah. So he wrote that the only reason why he knew Chumash was because the little kids, all the Chadarim, used to come to talk to him about the food. So he used to have to ask them questions on the Sukkot Mirashi. So over the years, he picked up Chumash also. So he's talking about himself. And then again, each person on their own, their dagger. Anyway, so you might know what was going on in Brisk in the 1930s. This was the hot topic. About two hot topics, whether Rosh Taimin Shalein and whether what the nature of the Dinah was doing with Basin.
Are you saying when it goes from Shalom Ve'inu B'Shusof to another Shalom Ve'inu B'Shusof, so
that's
that
nothing.
Would be a Ganav? Or that would be...
It goes from Shalom Ve'inu B'Shusof to Shalom Ve'inu B'Shusof,
like
that's nothing.
Ganav, so that's nothing.
Nothing.
And
no.
If it
goes from Shalom Ve'inu B'Shusof to Einu Shalai, that's a Gazlan, Minishkin Ganav. Ganav, there's no way to become. So basically, everything is Amakav Yom Shalom. We are, Mamish, good to go, yeah. No, that's what he's saying, that even if it's done as a Ganav, it cannot be more than a Gazlan.
Why would he?
Every Ganav is also a Gazlan, not every Gazlan is a Ganav. Okay, think about that one. Okay, first day geometry. Okay. The Rabbi say, everything's gevaldik, moiridik, except for one small piece of information. The most important thing is not so moiridik. What are we talking about this for? How do we start the sugya, Rabbi say? Because we're talking about Ganav Tavach B'Shabbos, Ganav B'Shabbos, Tavach B'Achar Shabbos. We call it the Machlokes is the Rashba and the Ritva, and we're trying to understand what each of the Rishonim are holding like. So when we saw the Rashba who told us that you're not Chaya for the Shas HaTvicha, we're not going to call the Shas HaTvicha a Nuchi of Geneva. The Rashba refused. The Rashba says, Enochinam, he was willing to be Dochik in the Lashon HaGemara right from yesterday. They're going to be Shabbat, Tavach B'Achar Shabbos, like the Rashba is not Chayav Dalvei, it's Nishkin Maisa Geneva. So yesterday at the end of the Shia we said, who is the Rashba holding like? Who is the great Shita that supports the Rashba? Who's Beer? Tzitz, right? Tzitz is the Rashba. Tzitz said that the second Chiv is a Chiv Mazik, it's not a Chiv Ganav, and therefore for Shetzach, there's no Evein Shast, Evein Geneva, Ein Tvicha Mechira. There is no rule called Evein Mazik, Ein Tvicha Mechira. In order for the Chayav Tvicha Mechira, you need a Geneva. So the Tzitz and the Rashba were Gevaldi. We don't want to leave the Ritva out in the dark without some great Acharon to give a Lomdish Shapshat to him. So we were kind of betting on who? We were betting on the Nesivis. We thought the Nesivis stuck the Ritva. The Nesivis says the second Chiyuv is called the Shas Geneva, right? Right? That's what we saw yesterday. So when we saw the Nesivis, we breathed this heart of relief and we said, Baruch Hashem, we found someone who's going to say Pshana Rashba. Those are Tzoyis. And now we found someone to say Pshana Ritva, Nesivis. That's what we thought. until we came to Brisk. And what did they tell us in the Olam of Brisk? You can't say that anymore. You know why? Because the Ritva's talking about what? What's the Ritva's talking about? The Ritva's talking about a chiv of what? Dal Behei. Dal Behei is presupposing he's a what? He's a ganav. According to the Rambam Moshe, there's no way in the world you could say such a thing. It is impossible to call the second guy, to call the second Maisa Geneva, because if you do, then you're stuck with what Mishnah? You're stuck staring in the face of a Mishnah in Bava Kamma and Meruba. So there's no way in the world to use the Nesivas to defend the Ritva. The Ritva's left out in the cold by himself. So it's a Gevaldik Nesivas, and you have to know this. This is the basic Yeseda, you say this. You have to know this Machlokes Ketzeis and Nesivas, no matter where you go in life. Whether you learn Bava Kamma, Bava Metziah, you got to know this Machlokes Ketzeis and Nesivas. You got to know it. But you have to also be aware of the fact that this Shtikl Torah from the Nesivas, once the Rambam Moshe dissected it and revamped it and rewrote it, this becomes meaningless for our sugya. It becomes worthless to explain Pshat and the Ritva. So we're back to square one. Who is the Ritva? Where's the Ritva? What's he based on? What do you mean it's a new Maisa Geneva? It's Mamash, a new Maisa Geneva. That's quite a chiddush. It's a new Maisa Geneva. What's everybody saying? It all goes back to that same Gemara about the drinking of the wine. Purim, pre-Purim. The Rabbi said it all goes back to the chavis that was worth one zuz, and now it's worth four zuz. So far we have major, major machlokes of Rishonim. What the mechayev here is. Everybody agrees, if it goes from one to four, the person's chayev four, right? Shasa, chayev four. Everybody agrees, right? It's in Ferish HaGemara, Bava Kamma Metziah. We have machlokes, according to the Ketzais, what's the mechayev? What? Mazik. That's for sure not going to help us in our sugya. We have according to the Nesivis. What's the Mechayev? Sorry, but what's the Mechayev? Gazlan, that's also not going to do very well for us. We need somebody who's going to say something startling. We need someone who's going to say, what? What do we want to see here? We want someone to say the Ritva. We want someone to say Ganov. To look high and low for someone who's going to say Ganov. Who can we find? If Tzoyis Nesivis should be Meichel Zayin, but we found someone even better, who says exactly like the Nesivis. I'm sorry, says exactly like the Ritva, not in our sugya, in the sugya of 1 to 4. Who is that? Who is the person who says, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that when you stole something who's worth 1, and you drink it, it's worth 4, Yechayev not al Tzmazik, Nishkin Gazlan, Aber Bishtam Ganov. Who says it? Who says it? Pe Molei. Can't, you missed it? You missed it. Nope. Where'd Mama come? Rashi is no Rashi. The Rambam. Yeruchas Gneva, Prak Alpha Loch Yadalad. He's quoting the Gemara about the stealing of the barrel. So, I don't even have to read the Rambam. I already know it. I already found something. I don't even have to read it. Why do I not have to read it? I don't have to bother reading it. It's a Nukas Geneva. Okay? That's number one. So that's already a dead giveaway. And just in case you missed that, says the Rambam, Hoya Shava B'Shasa Geneva Shnayim U'B'Shasa Mida B'Din Arbo'a. I don't know why he changed from one to two, but whatever it is, whatever his gives was. Im shachar amach o shiver hakli o ibdai. He's quoting the Gemara. He's paraphrasing the Gemara. Listen to the Rambam. Mishalim tashlume kefel. I'm going to skip a little bit. Kishas amod abedin. But im avra kli miyei lov. Mishalim tashlume kefel kishas ageneva. What the Rambam say? The Rambam is quoting the Gemara about going up from 1 to 4. But the Rambam adds something that doesn't appear in the Gemara. The Gemara never spoke about being gonev the chavah shoyayin. The Gemara was talking about gozel. The Rambam says, what's the difference? God of Gaza, what's the difference? If you stole the barrel of wine, and now you drink the barrel of wine, so you are, yechai b'toras what? B'toras ganav. How do I know the Rambam says the Torah is ganav besides the fact that puts it up as geneva? What magic word does he say? He says yechai kefel. Who in a million years would never say yechai kefel? The Ketzais would laugh at you if you say Chayef Kefil. The Nesivis going to the Rambam Moshe would invite to laugh at you. What's for Kefil? It's not Kefil for a Gazlan. It's Kefil for a Mazik. And the fact that the Rambam says Kefil, it is clear beyond the shadow of a doubt that the Rambam is this question mark here. This is the Shittas Rambam. Now when you go from 1 to 4, your Chayav B'Torah is Ganav. Not B'Torah is Gaza, not B'Torah is Gaza. Which is, Rabbi say exactly what who said in our sugya? Exactly what Ritva said. The Rambam says you Chayav Kefel, and the Ritva is talking about an ox, a shor, and a seh, so you Chayav Dal Mehe. It's the same thing, it's the same Shita. Mamish, the Rambam himself says Dal Mehe also. It's astonishing, the same Shita. No? So what's the Kasha, Rabbi say? Now that we have found Matzinu Chovil HaRitva, a Chosh of a Chover, like the Rambam, no? What question do we have to revamp now and re-ask? Both according to the Rambam and according to the Ritva, that what? If you just told me that you can have a case of a Gonev Acher Ganav, some case, whatever the case is, that is labeled as a Ganav, so what do we have a big problem with? What's the big problem? The Mishnah in Bava Kamma. The Mishnah that forced the Emor Moshe to revamp the Nesivos, isn't that Mishnah staring us in the face in terms of the Rambam and the Ritva? What happened to the Mishnah in Bava Kamma? Ain't a Gonev Acher Ganav, Misham Tashlum Adal Behei. What's the answer? Rabbi said the answer is so partial, it's so obvious. What does the Rambam and the Ritva both hold? We have been learning the wrong sugya for the last day. Our sugya and the sugya about the guy who's drinking the wine have absolutely nothing to do with what? With Gonev Acher Ganav. You know why? Because unlike the Ktzois, and unlike the Nesivos, and unlike the Emor Moshe, who had an assumption, Chaval, I erased the assumption before. What were the assumption on the board before? Gonev min Haganav. What's the difference whether, what did I say? I said it several times. What's the difference whether Levi stealing from Shimon who stole from Reuven, or Shimon stealing from Shimon who stole from Reuven? What's the difference whether there's a third party here, or whether I myself are the second Ganav? That was the whole Ktosis breakthrough. Remember that? That was yesterday's whole Shia. The Ktosis says, just as Eina Gonev min Haganav, Chayav, so too, Eina Gonev Me'atzmo chayav. Hagonim in the Ganav Arishan, I myself and I am the same Ganav. I'm Ganav 1 and Ganav 2. It's the same thing, says the Ktzais. And that forced the Ktzais to learn he's a Mazik. And that fundamentally forced the Emor Moshe and the Nesivos to learn he's at least a Gazlan, no more than a Gazlan, no more than a Gazlan. Because everybody up till now was assuming that Gonim in a Ganav, Mainaf Gemina, whether it's Levi, from Shimon, from Reuven, what's the difference? Or whether it's just Levi from Shimon, and then Levi again, from Levi, from Shimon. What's the difference? What's the difference? That's exactly what the Rambam and the Ritva says. It's a tremendous difference. That makes all the difference in the world. When you're dealing with the same Gavra, the same person, the whole sugya of Eina Gonev min Haganav falls by the way. There is no such halacha of Eina Gonev min Haganav. The whole sugya doesn't make any sense. But it's really a pella. Because after all, Eina Gonev Acher Haganav was learned from Psukim. At the end of the day, when I steal it from you, at that moment it's not not b'shuso anymore. So if I steal it a second time, why am I chayav? What's ganav? L'chora the nesivus and the ktzais and the Emor Moshe were right conceptually. So what's pshat in the Rambam and the Ritva? So it says Rabbi Chanan, b'teichem re'akusha, the Rambam and the Ritva must have understood that it is lo yitochein, it's lo mistaber, that if I'm the one who created the Eino B'Shusai, I could turn around and use that as a plaintiff of myself. I'm calling the shots. I'm the one who made the Eino B'Shusai. So return it to the guy. If it was Eino B'Shusai objectively for some other reason, there's some outsider who made it Eino B'Shusai, so it's not Eino B'Shusai. And I'm coming in, I'm stepping up. So what I'm doing is really a less of an Aveira. An Aveira of taking something that's already Eino B'Shusai, the original Baal, is almost not even a Ganev anymore. But if I'm the one who created the problem, myself, it's how can you yourself be the one to be the guy of Rishon and then turn around and hide behind the Din of Eina B'Shusai? It doesn't make any sense. It says it's logically inconsistent. You know, because we think like such lamdanim that api alocha, once I steal it, I created Eina B'Shusai, and then I'm going to turn around to the Beis in a week later and say, it was Eina B'Shusai, what do you want from me? Well, how can you accuse me of being a Ganav? I'm not a Ganav. I stole someone's Eina B'Shusai. So the Bezin looks at me straight on the face and says, you nincompoop. You're the one who made it Eina B'Shusai. You're the one who made it Eina B'Shusai. Then you're going to turn around and claim it's Eina B'Shusai? That's not fair. That's ridiculous. That's exactly what the Rambam and the Ritva said. That's ridiculous to call that Eina B'Shusai. If you're the same God, of what's Chayin B'Shuso? Therefore, come to Ritva and the Rambam and say, the second moment is subject to what? To be called the second Maisa Geneva. Not a Maisa Hezek, not a Maisa Gzela, a Maisa Geneva. And you can't ask any kasha on the Mishnah Bava Kama, because what was the Mishnah Bava Kama talking about? When the Mishnah Bava Kama says, Ena Gona Vachmagana paying Tashlum Medalve, what was it talking about? A real Gona Vachmagana. It was talking about two different people. Any time you're talking about two different people, that's a Gona Vachmagana Potter. When you talk about the same person, that's not a Gona Vachmagana Potter. That's the same Geneva, it's the same guy. Therefore, when the barrel goes up from 1 to 4, he's not a mazik, he's not a gavon, he's a ganav. He's ganav number 2, and he pays kefil, not terenol, kefil. And in our sugya, ganav b'shabbos toch lecher shabbos, he falls 100% right, says the Rambam. He's chayav dal bay because he's doing new ma'isik in eva. So Rabbi said we have three very, very different approaches here, how to understand our sugya, how to understand the 1 to 4 story. It all revolving around these halachas. What's called gunav min haganav? Do we say that in a gunav min haganav as potter is an absolute? Or is gunav min haganav potter only when you have multiple people? Same person? That's not included in the Gzeiras Kasa B'Chol. Rabbi say, in terms of our sugya, the case that doesn't exist, right? The phantom case that the Rishon and the Rashi and the Rishon made up. Gunav b'Shabbos, or Tachmah after Shabbos. We have machlekes that we share in here. The Rashba, the Ritva, the Tzais, the Mesivas, the Malishas, Ramdops, so many things flying around. Comes Rabbi Kivager on our Gemara. I think I put it on the Memorandum, right? I put it on Rabbi Kivager. It throws Mamash a curveball. This is like classic Rabbi Kivager. This is like, you can't get more Gainis than this. Comes Rabbi Kivager and says, you know, Gona b'Shabbos, Toch Lecher Shabbos. The simple pshat of the Gemara. Who is the more correct textually? The Rashba or the Ritva? The Ritva was more correct, right? We saw that yesterday. The Rashba really pushing the Inochinami track. You know, we don't like pulling down that track too much. The Ritva was the simple pshat of the Gemara. That Toch Lecher Shabbos, Gona b'Shabbos, Toch Lecher Shabbos is going to be Chayav B'Dalad Vehei. And Rabbi Kivager was very, very nervous about saying that. He was very, very concerned to come to that conclusion because Rabbi Kivager was conventional wisdom. He thought like the Tzais, and he thought like the Nesivis, and he thought like the Men Moshe. He thought that that's not a chashash of Ena Gona Min Haganav. And when the Ritva says, you know, there's a Tvicha Chadosha, a Geneva Chadosha, boy, Rabbi Kivager is looking at this Geneva Chadosha. I don't understand. I'm looking for, but this is not Geneva Chadosha. I never heard of such a thing. This is Vagudu Rebase, Ish Vlom Rebase Haganav. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. You want to call it a mazik, you want to call it a gazanir, you want to call it a ganav, I don't buy into that. So the Kivager is looking at the Gemara, ganav b'Shabbos, toch lecher Shabbos, it doesn't exist, but there's deeper in the Gemara, ganav b'Shabbos, toch lecher Shabbos. The pashto of the Gemara is chay b'dal behei. The Kivager is bothered that I, but it's ein ganav, achar ganav, chayav, gevalt, right? How can it be? So comes the Kivager and says, the answer lies not in redefining the overall scope of Ganav Achar Ganav, like some wanted to do, but the answer lies within the specifics of this case. There is something different about this case. There is something unique, some din prati that's playing out in Ksuba Staf Lamedan Rebez that will prevent the application of the klal of Ganav Achar Ganav Chayav. Not because of some grandiose reason like Rambam's and Ritva's and Rabbi Chanan's that the whole din doesn't apply by the same person. No, that's not really true. And the last place that Rabbi Kivager wants to end up is in the Tzaisa's Mazik or the Nesivis's Gazan, because the Gemara doesn't sound that way. You want to have a cake and eat it. You want you to be Chayav Dal Vehei for Ganav B'Shabbos V'Tavach B'Chol. And we want to understand what happened to the otherwise all-encompassing rule of Ein Ganav Achar Ganav Chayav. Something is unique. There's something special in Ksuba Staf Lamedan Rebez. What is it, Rabbi say? What is special about our sugya? Normally, Ein Ganav Achar Ganav, because the first Maisa Geneva was done, finished, anything that follows with is meaningless. That's usually what plays out. That's usually the Hagdar of Ein Ganav Achar Ganav. Something is different and unique about this case. What is it? What is unique about that first Maisa Geneva? It was done on Shabbos. And it just so happened to be the Kibbutz Bidramini kick. Remember the guy's carrying the animal, crazy. We spoke about this, right? Ibn Nasr, he's carrying the animal, Chayda Sazas, but we mentioned it yesterday, Rashi, quickly. What is unique about Gona B'Shabbos, Tachar Achar Shabbos, is that the Geneva Rishayna was done B'Shabbos at a time when Kimlei kicked in. And what does Kimlei Dramanei say to him? What does Kimlei say to you, Rabbi Say? Huh? Kimlei Dramanei says that whatever happened to that original Geneva, we're not going to hold you responsible for. Right? You can never be chayef for that original Geneva because it's Kimlei Dramanei. Right? Pashat Mishpatim. Anyone heard of Pashat Mishpatim, right? We know that. Kimlei Vlados, right? Lo Yosel. Kimlei Dramanei. You're not chayef. So tachlis, the dinim and dinim ominous, the chiyuvim and dinim ominous that usually accompany a Shas Geneva will not accompany a Geneva that was done B'Shabbos, who was done Derech Kibbutz. What's the first and foremost din that usually accompanies the normal chiyuv dinim ominous that usually accompanies a ganav? What's this primarily, leaving out kefil, even before kefil? Chiyuv hashava, right? The chiyuv achrayus, right? Chiyuv einsin. Mishnah Bavakamayin Tess, right? All the didim that normally speak to a ganav, he's chayv to return it. Absolutely chiyuv lishim safi is all, in all circumstances. The chiyuv achrayus, hashava, kinyan ganei, whatever you want to call it. All of the above are going to be put on hold in a sugya of Geneva done on Shabbos. Because if Geneva is done by Shabbos, I don't mean literally stolen Shabbos, but he's stolen by violating an issa derais of skila. So any maisa Geneva that was done at the same time as this chayv and skila will not carry all the dinamominous ramifications. That's kilid ramine. So basically that's going to mean is Geneva harishon b'Shabbos, this kimlei, therefore ein hashavon and ein keren and ein achrayos. It's all the same thing. Basically all the same thing. Rabbi say, something else fascinating is going to now happen. There's a corollary of that statement, says Rabbi Kadega. If I stole B'Shabbos, so I technically was a ganav, but all the dinamominous ramifications didn't kick in. I'm going to ask you a funny question now. Reuven steals Shimon's animal B'Shabbos. It's sitting down in Reuven's hands. Who owns the animal? From who's the Shiloh? Reuven stole Shimon's animal. Still Shimon's, for sure. Whose Rishus is it in? Again, a geneva that took place on Shabbos. So in this chayav b'kimlei d'raminei, you chayav misa, you potter from Mabinus, so there's no ashava, there's no carry, there's no achrayus, there's nothing. Whose reshus is this animal in, Rabbi Sage? Comes Rabbi Kivager and says, it's niraloi loimar, it is in the reshus of the original who? The original Balaam. It's still in the reshus of the original Balaam, says Rabbi Kivager. Because nothing took it out of the reshus. There's nothing! There's no hashava, there's no carrot, there's no achrayus, there's nothing. It's still in the reshus of the original Balaam.
Is that a finish? Is the premise a finish, what he says? Is that Musko?
The what?
Meaning, the fact that he's taking, that he's saying it's not in the, that it's still in the reshus of the name of is a finish. What about what from today basically?
Well, the fact that he doesn't have to pay, we know that.
But achrayus and that is the same
thing. It's all the same thing. We can't hold him responsible for anything, right? Anytime you can hold him responsible, turn around and say,
and
Kimlei
will pater from Kimlei.
I mean, that, Lamaisa, that's what's happening, right? So everyone agree that. So Lamaisa, look what happened. So comes Rick Vega and says, Abba is going so. So it turns out that a Geneva B'Shabbos, which carried with the Chiv Misa, which kicked in the halacha of Kimlei Dramine, will not have the ability to transform this object to being in a B'Shus of the Nignav. Why is that so critical for us, Rabbi Sain? Because now, when the second Geneva takes place, after Shabbos, where is it taking place from? It's Shalayu Bishusai. If it's Shalayu Bishusai of the original owner, what grandiose pasuk was just fulfilled? What three magic words just took place? V'guna mi-beisu ish. What does mi-beisu ish mean? Beisai Shalayu Bishusai. I am Baba Kama Samaches. You ever heard of Baba Kama Samaches? Show your teacher Samaches and Baba Kama. The Gemara, that's called Rebbeis Ha'ish. Rabbi Kivega says, Hilchas Kimlei Dramanei just declared, no great tricks here. Rabbi Kivega just took you walking through the sugya. Geneva B'Shabbos is Kimlei, there's no Hashavah, da da da. It's a Dayan B'Shusai of the who? Shel HaBailim HaRishayinim. And therefore, it is subject to a Geneva Liachar Shabbos. And as such, when the Geneva Liachar Shabbos takes place, what consequence does it carry with it? When the Tvicha, which is a new Geneva, takes place, what consequence does it carry with it? It's a real Geneva. It's a Geneva carrying with it what? Dal Vehei, which is exactly what the Ritva says, exactly what the Gemara says. That's it.
No.
No, I don't believe the Ritva meant that. The Chlal meant that. I don't believe the Ritva meant that at all. Because then the Ritva's Raya from the Shrius HaChavis doesn't make any sense. Shrius HaChavis is not keeping Jerusalem.
What does he mean when he says
Shrius? He doesn't mean Halachli Rishrius. He means he's bringing Raya from Shrius HaChavis. He's saying, he's not saying that. Otherwise, his Raya makes no sense. Right? So Rabbi Kivenga says Me'atzmoy. He's not saying Shana Ritva. He's saying Me'atzmoy. This is the emes of Shana Megumah. There's the emes Amitoy that normally the Ktzos is right and normally the Seus is right. But in our Sugya, they're not right. In our Sugya, their application is not right. Because in our Sugya, you have the added component of Kivenga Ramene. Dos is Rabbi Kivenga. This is not Rabbi Kivenga. This is unbelievable Rabbi Kivenga. Rabbi, there's one questionable link in the logic of Kivenga. Everything is perfect. Mamish, the arrows are going, everything's going right. Everything's perfect except for one thing that's subject to discussion. Which link is weak, Rabbi Say? The Kivenga said, because there's no Achrayas and there's no Karen, there's no Hashava, therefore to Adayin Bishuso. What are these things all describing? If you had to give one general statement, all encompassing of those three different consequences, what would you say is lacking on a Geneva B'Shabbos? What's lacking? I mean, more than just Rosh Hashanah. What are these things all description of? There's no Hashava, there's no Keren, there's no Achrayas, does that? It's all lacking of a Kenyan Geneva. There's a Kenyan Geneva lacking. That's what Kvega just said. A Geneva done on Shabbos, Derek and Midramine, is lacking a Kenyan Geneva. You want to be really long, it's a Maisa Geneva and a Kenyan Geneva. So these are all Ein Kenyan Geneva. Rabbi Isai, Rabbi Kivega was assuming that the absence of a Kenyan Geneva is going to enable us to declare that the item still belongs where? In the full-fledged Rishus of the original Bailim. No? Who's Rabbi Kivega taking a side on? He's taking a stand on. Which Machlekes of Rishayim? What was the Machlekes of Rishayim about? What is the Kevei of Eina Bishuso? What creates Eina Bishuso? According to the Ramban, Kinyan Geneva, or lack thereof, creates Eina Bishuso, or lack thereof. According to the Balamor, what was the Kevei of Eina Bishuso? Metzias, Shalita, you in charge or not? You in control or not? Zakka Bachanan? It's Porsche to him that the Kivega is Gevaldik if the Ramban's right. But if the Balamor is right, then the whole Rabbi Kivega is not correct. Because if the Balamor is right, who defined the Inabishuso? Does Inabishuso define the world of the base medrash? You know where Inabishuso is defined? It's defined in the world of reality, namely, if you have control or not. So you're going to tell, listen to the story. According to the Balamor, Balamor sitting here listening, and decide back in the shir and listening to the following. You're going to tell me a story that because the original Geneva was done derech kimi v'dramine, therefore it's still considered to be b'shus of the original owner? The god is holding on to the animal. The original owner is going to come and say, excuse me, can you please give it back to me because it's really b'shusy because you stole derech kimi v'dramine. So the guy says, oh, I'm so sorry for stealing derech kimi v'dramine. Here it is back again. Oh, the god is holding on to the animal. The god is not giving it back to anybody so fast. According to Balamor, it's the mitzias of having shlita that creates or doesn't create Eina B'Shuso. Manishtana, whether it was a Geneva done on Tuesday or a Geneva done on Shabbos. At the end of the day, it's not B'Shus. B'Shus, B'Shus, Abadim HaRishonim. It's only in the worldview of the Ramban that Eina B'Shuso is a function of halachic definitions. The Kivega is looking at the world. Kivega, he's going to look at the world through the eyes of the Ganotim. He looks at the world through the eyes of Tamid Chachamim. That's the Ramban's view. Balamor was looking at the din of Eina B'Shuso through the eyes of the wild, wild west. Who's in charge? Who's got the animal right now? I don't care whether Api Alokha there's a kid in Geneva or not. If Tachas, I got the animal in my corral, and you don't, so it's not Peshuso anymore. So Rikineg is Gevaldik, it's Moiridik, it's Lomdish. That's right, because he was a Lomdin, because he followed the Ramban's definition of Ein Peshuso. So Rabbi Chon just connected the dots here. So Rabbi Yisai, what do we have in our Sugya? When all the dust settles, what do we have in our Sugya? We now have four possibilities as to how to understand what could potentially be flying around in Gun of the Shabbos, Fetavach Yachra Shabbos. We could take the approach, the simplest approach, like the Ritva himself said, like the Rambam holds, that the whole sugi of Gunam Naganov is totally irrelevant here, because it's the same guy, and we went down the wrong road. It's the same guy, and therefore Gunam Naganov is totally, completely irrelevant. And therefore the second time around is the Shas Geneva. The first Geneva failed, because the second time succeeded, it was Bechol. Therefore Yechayev Dal Behei, and finish, that's one approach. Or you can say that fundamentally the Rambam and the Ritva are not really right, but they can end up being right Lamaisa, because of the quirks of Kimla Vidramine, the way they're playing out in our sugya, assuming that the Ramban is right. That's Rabbi Kreger's approach, second approach. Well, you could say, no, it's taka not true. That gonna be Shabbos, tach lechor Shabbos, is taka not going to be chaya for Dalad Vehe. Why not? For one of two reasons. Because when you do the tvicha, you are nothing more than a mazik, and therefore, bein genei, bein tvicha mechira, or the Nesivis is halfway, but halfway is not enough. You're not a Mazik, but you're not a Ganav either. You get stuck in the middle, you call it a Gazlan. But there is no rule of Ein Gezele in Tevich Mechir. It's Ein Genev in Tevich Mechir. So we have four Biurim. You have the Rambam and the Ritva clearly holding that the whole Sugi of a Gunman and a Ganav is irrelevant here. It's the Rambam and the Ritva. You have Rabbi Kiveg who's saying it should be relevant, but it happens not to be relevant here because of the details of Kimli Ram in it. You have the Ktsos who says it's very relevant. That's exactly why there's taka no chiyah for the second Shas Geneva, because it doesn't exist. It's barely a mazik. And the Nesivis and Ramesha who say, no, it's not a mazik, but it's not quite a ganav either. It's a gazel. Gazel's not going to help. Right? Very simple. Everyone saw the Gemara? Four biurim as to what's going on in the Gemara. Rabbi say, this is all assuming that we're talking about a case of Ganav Shabbos, the case, again, that doesn't exist in the Gemara. What led any Rishon to discuss this case that does exist in the Gemara? Because the Gemara gave almost a very, very similar case. The Gemara gave a case of what? Of Ganav Shabbos, V'tavach B'Shabbos, right? Ganav V'tavach B'Shabbos. So we have to now infer, well, what would the din have been otherwise? Is it in a Chinami or not a Chinami? Four different Biurim. What inference to make? But everyone was coming off with a case that does exist in the Gemara, namely, the Gunav, the Tovach, the Shabbos case. That everybody agrees. The what? Part the Midal. Hey, that was a no-brainer. Because why? All say together. Im Ein, Ein Genev, Ein Tvicha Mechira. I mean, that we knew, right? We were pretty confident about that. And what was the case exactly? The case that did exist. We're not the phantom case. The case that Gemara was what? Gunav V'tavach B'Shabbos was what? What was the case? I stole the animal when? 8 o'clock in the morning, Shabbos morning. And 2 o'clock in the afternoon I shecht it. So I was Gunav B'Shabbos, Tavach B'Shabbos, but Vidal Bein, Genev in Tricha Mechir, right? That was pretty straightforward. That case had a lot of problems. Besides the fact that it got us thrown off in terms of the Yukim, it was just a very problematic technical Metzias case. What was problematic about it? Because we couldn't quite put our fingers on what? Of where the malacha was exactly. What was the malacha? What was the grandiose malacha of being going to B'Shabbos? So we went back to the last year's notes and we failed and we had to come after the third night malacha and we weren't even sure that really worked because we passed the malacha, you carry an animal on Shabbos, it's chayim, it's asli, not really chayim, the animal's in handcuffs. But Rashi had to do mamish, acrobatics to try to find your case of going to B'Shabbos, which led the Rashba to believe. Forget about the phantom case that doesn't exist in the Gemara. I'm not even sure this case exists in the Gemara, says the Rashba. I'm not even sure that everything we've been talking about in terms of the case of the Gemara, everything we've been talking about is emes labito. It doesn't matter what the case of the Gemara is. Everything we've been talking about stands on its own merits. But just a little shot, we're learning super stuff from Dalam Reis. We turn the page, we learn what it says in the Gemara. So we thought, Yonah B'Tarach B'Shabbos means you steal 8 o'clock, you violate your tzor, 2 o'clock you discreet and shay. Says the Rashba, I don't think that's even the case. I'm not even sure that's the right case. And if that's not even the right case, then all the diyukim from today to tomorrow are going to mean too much. What's the case? What does the Rashba think the real case is? You know what Gona V'Tavach B'Shabbos means? There was only one Maisa. One Maisa, one Maisa alone. What was it? It was Tvicha. There was no Gneva. There was no event that predated the Tvicha. The Gneva and the Tvicha were Hanuhach. It was one and the same. The Gneva and the Tvicha, says the Rashba. It all took place in Shabbos. What? Where was the Gneva? If I shecht your animal, where's the Gneva? What's the answer? Well, where is your animal sitting? Where? Sitting in my rishus. Your animal, how did your animal get to my rishus? A kasha l'maisi, you expect the Rashba to deal with such a silly mitzias kasha. The animal walked into my rishus, a kasha. Middle of the night. Everyone else was at the tish, and the animal took a walk, and got lost, and he ended up in my rishus. I wasn't planning on stealing the animal. I'm not a ganav yet. I wake up in the morning, I see there's an animal sitting in my rishus. Okay, I'll deal with it after davening. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. The animal said, I'll ladle it. Comes 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I realize, you know, my children didn't do too well last night. Dried up. I need some more meat quickly. I make another children right now. So I got to check this animal right now. And I know this is your animal, and I'm not planning on returning this animal to you. Your animal walked through my bush. Great! Hin nimuchab zum l'shem genevas animal. And I'm shech the animal, thereby accomplishing two feats at the same time. What? By shechting the animal that's sitting in my rishus, what did I just do? I was just going to the animal. And I was also what? I was also tevich. Well, before that, I was going to the animal, so I should be chayav keren kefil. And I was what? Tevich the animal. Should throw out another 4 and 5 for good luck. But guess what? Both of those chiyuvim, genev and tevich mechira, were also covered by what else? What other great third thing did I just do? Because mechal shabbos b'shchita. What's the gevaldika mile of this proud the Rashba? Unbelievable mile. You don't have to go searching for what? For the missing malacha. According to Rashi, there's a malacha missing in action. We don't know where this malacha is. What's the malacha of carrying? Carrying animals doesn't seem to meet the mark of malachas. The Rashba says it doesn't have to meet the mark because that's not the Chil Shabbos. The Chil Shabbos was the Shas Tvicha itself was the Chil Shabbos. It's Hainu Hach. Gedevu Tvicha B'chadam Aisa. That's Gona V'Tavach B'Shabbos. That is the case of Gona V'Tavach B'Shabbos. Rabbi Sai, what unbelievable milas gained by the Rashba textually by changing the case, besides getting out of Rashi's problem. What unbelievable milas did the Rashba just solve for himself? He just made a gevaldika accomplishment. Remember the diuk? What was the diuk? The diuk was Gonav V'Tavach B'Shabbos. Ooh, the mashmos is if you were going to B'Shabbos and Tavach B'Chol, it's going to be a different story, right? There's no case. If Gonav V'Tavach Shabbos means it was Chad HaMaisa, so then Gonav V'Tavach of Chol means the Gnev and the Tvicha weren't Chol. There is no case of separating the Gnev from the Tvicha. The case doesn't exist. So comes the Rashba and says, this is such a good Teretz, it's better than the Inochinami Teretz. Before I had to give you an Inochinami Teretz and you were laughing at me and you said it's a bad Teretz, it doesn't fit into the word, textually it's a problem, and the Tzitz had to bail me out by giving me a Shtickle Teretz. Says the Rashba, I don't need any dachik terutzim anymore. What I simply have to do is amend the case of the Gemara, because anyway, the case of the Gemara didn't make any sense according to Rashba, because we didn't know what the malacha was in the first place. So the Rashba says, I'm going to, no pun intended, kill two birds with one stone. I'm going to save my din, and I'm going to solve Rashi's dilemma. I'm just going to change the words of the Gemara. Gone of the Tov Mishad. This doesn't mean Gnev 8 o'clock and Tvicha 2 o'clock. It means it's all the same. Chadimais. Das is a Geneva, that's what Rashba says. But then the Rashba gets tricky a little bit. He gets into a little bit of trouble. Because, you know, for my case to fly, it was presupposing a certain piece of Metzias. What was it presupposing? That this animal spatziered into where? Into the Rishus of the what? Of the Ganav. Because if it didn't spatzier into the Rishus of the Ganav, then what? Then you're not chayef for being teveh. How do you know that? If I walk into your backyard and I shecht your animal, that's not Gnev and Tvicha Mechira. How do I know that? It's a Mishnah Bava Kama, the fine test. Remember the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, if I don't do Mashiach or Hagbar or Kinyan of some form, I'm Achayev. So Tzvich is not really the Kinyan Geneva. The Kinyan Geneva is what? What's the real Kinyan Geneva? That it's what? It's Kinyan Chotzer. There's no other Kinyan here. The act of Tzvich is Mishkin Kinyan. And there's no Hagbar, no Mishnah. It's the being in the Rishus. So in the Rashba gets a little bit tricky. The Rashba says, okay. So it's in the Rishus. It's been in the Rishus since last night. Remember, since 10 o'clock last night, the animal walked into the Rishus. All of a sudden, at 2 o'clock, I decide I want to shech this animal, I want to steal it, I don't want to give it back to you. So it's Dinei Vasav, Tvir Chasai, Bank Echad, together with Chol Shabbos. Everything happening at once. The implication was, I wasn't kind of it when, I was not kind of it when it walked in at 10 o'clock. Why wasn't I kind of it at 10 o'clock? That's what I want to know. Why wasn't I kind of it at 10 o'clock? Okay, the Rashba had to make up a new case. The Rashba was forced to deal with this Metzias. Rashi is sitting here and saying, what Metzias? The Rashba says, in the land of make-believe, there's no case. This is not the case, says Rashi. No animals are walking in. According to Rashi, you stole the animal. According to the Rashba, there's a new case on board that we never heard of, according to Rashi. And now the Rashba's got to work out the technical details of the case. So the Rashba's bothered with the dilemma now. He's got to deal with a problem. So, Marshach, if this animal walked into your Rishus, it's in your Chatzer, so why weren't you Chayev beforehand? And it's impossible to say you were Chayev beforehand. You know why? Because if you were Chayev beforehand, then that Chiyev happened without a what? Without a what? Without a Kibbeh Midramine. You're not Chayev Misa for sitting around and having your Chatzer being Kerne. So that Geneva happened without a Kibbeh Midramine. And now when the Tvicha comes, this is Rabba speaking. What does Rabba say? What does Rabba hold about a tvicha that's done by Kibbeh Midramine? You chayev anyway. Chidush shechitcha tarp knas. So Rabba's whole statement is presupposing in Geneva. So why is there no Geneva? Why weren't you coming at 10 o'clock? So something happened or didn't happen from 10 o'clock last night to 2 o'clock in the afternoon that prevented you from being coming. And the multi-million-dollar question is, what is that? What went wrong or went right for you, whatever you want to call it, what went wrong for the last 12 hours that didn't kick in the Kinyan Chatzer from day one, from moment number one? So by myself and Mishram, tomorrow, we have to try to solve that riddle. What went wrong? That's going to open up the whole last dimension. So hopefully Mishram tomorrow, so we'll talk a little bit about this. Will not take us the whole time, and hopefully after this, have some time, it's a Purim, Chizuk is up. So what time is... Chizuk is what time? One. So maybe we'll start a quarter to that. We'll give some time to worry about it.